Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl here in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming Thursday, October 10th from Fort Worth on Dish Network, Satellite 997, SLA TV, and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. Central Time, 22,500 head, including 5,100 yearling steers, 3,000 yearling heifers, 9,000 wean calves, and 5,000 calves on cows. If you like no estimated time of loss sale or to preview the video, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2019 annual female production sale Saturday, October 12th at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. 126 head will sell as 69 registered Angus and Simmental lots, including spring bull and heifer pair splits, fall cow-calf pairs, and heavy breads, along with spring calving bred heifers. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081. 405-641-6081.
It's been fully 2 months since that fire at the Tyson Beef Packing Plant in Western Kansas happened, shutting down the plant probably until the end of the year. Our cattle market has been riled up because of that. Livestock market economist Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. And Daryl, where are we? Are we still feeling some impact from that fire?
There are still some impacts of the packing plant fire in cattle markets to some extent. It is fading as we expected. In fact, it's fading relatively quickly for the most part. Slaughter rates, the packing industry really did a very good job of doing some sort of emergency things, particularly large Saturday kills, to keep slaughter rates up. And so we continued to move cattle. There was no significant backlog of fed cattle that didn't get processed in a fairly timely way. But to do that, of course, there have been lots of other shocks in the market. The box beef market shot up and then has quickly retreated back to previous levels or to where we would be this time of the year. So that effect is pretty much out of that market. Feeder cattle markets, which initially gapped down hard on the futures, cash markets were impacted. They're recovering. The futures market has completely recovered in terms of filling that gap. Cash markets are working their way back higher, and that's kind of counter-seasonal this time of the year, but that's part of recovering from the shock. And, of course, we've got good wheat pasture demand right now that's probably helping support the lightweight end of those calves here until we get into the bigger numbers in late October and into November. The fed cattle market is probably the one that's still impacted the most. We've got a significant squeeze on packing capacity. We're pushing it near to the limits, and so that's making it a real challenge to keep moving these fed cattle through available supplies in a timely way.
Dr. Peel saying that we are recovering slowly. Now, his counterpart up at Kansas State, Dr. Glenn Tonzer, indicates that he looks at what we've been able to do as far as moving fat cattle through the pipeline as really a pretty good success.
Market-ready cattle on balance have found a home. We have found a way to process them and keep producing beef from those cattle. We have managed to keep slaughter weights down compared to what they were a year ago and certainly compared to what they could have been when you lose access to a plant. And that's confirmation we keep moving cattle. You know, if we had an inability to handle these animals that were targeted originally for the Holcomb plant just outside Garden City, we would have expected some increase in dressed weights because cattle are staying in yards longer than planned. That hasn't occurred. So in many ways, I would say, no, we haven't had a bottleneck. But I must also say we probably are at the breaking point, so to speak, on we're using the capacity of the packing sector about as much as you can now.
Dr. Tonzer, I know that you have had a chance to look at all aspects of the market since the beef packing plant fire out in western Kansas. How has this shaped the cattle market as we begin this fourth quarter of 2019?
Well, it certainly has influenced profitability in the short term for different sectors, and probably the most obvious two sectors are the packing sector and the feedlot sector. Some of our listeners know I try to monitor profitability for Kansas feed yards. In the short term, this was adverse for margins at the feedlot level, so you can't ignore that. And likewise, in the short term, it was good for margins at the packing level. Certainly gross margins improved and most likely net margins with that, although we don't have cost data and so forth to get real precise on net margins. So that's a pretty obvious impact from this. The other thing that's pretty obvious is there's been a political groundswarm within the industry of, you know, asking questions about these market developments that I'm trying to clarify what occurred. Not everybody's going to agree with my economic assessment as I've outlined it. There's different opinions on that. There is a USDA investigation that's still underway. I'm not in position to predict what the outcome of that will be, but those are certainly things that are going to be in the aftermath of this fire.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer and Dr. Daryl Peel with us today. The hope is that the Tyson Beef Packing Plant in Holcomb will be back online by the start of 2020. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show held in April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. This year, the 26th annual Tulsa Farm Show will be held December 12th, 13th, and 14th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairground. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the public and farm and ranch community. For more information, call 507-437-7752. Midwest Farm Show is a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch email.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.